We're looking at the vision God's given us and the destiny that we have for 2014. And what I'm going to share today has an implication for us as a church, but actually there are a lot of people who listen to this outside, and it also speaks into different parts of the body and different things that God's doing across the earth into the realm of heaven and different things. And we are looking at four sessions. Last week we did part one of the revelation that God's spoken. We're going to do part two today. And next week, we're going to look at apostolic people, the characteristics of an apostolic people. And then we're going to look at the blueprints, particularly that God's given us here for what we're going to do in this year. So presenting the vision and presenting the strategy that God's given us is important for now, but actually it is important for us where we go beyond, because we're on a journey. Yeah, we've been on a journey for a long time. And all of us as Christians, if we're in that place of knowing Christ, we've been on a journey the day we discovered him. And actually, we were on a journey even before that, because everything was leading up to a point where we'd come into a relationship with God. And actually, everything subsequently that has been leading into the fulfillment of that. But on this journey, we can't get to the destination that God desires for us using old ways of navigation and transport when God is releasing new ways. And we're inviting everyone to join us on this journey. But we must be in agreement, in unity, that what we're doing and how we're doing it so that we can go together. This prophetic timetable is one of the basics for what we're doing. And it's an overlapping periods of time in which God is giving the church an opportunity of responding to what he's doing. First one, a call to intimacy. Second one, gathering and removing of stumbling blocks. Third one, the judgment of God's household. And then the fourth one is the harvest of laborers. Now, that harvest, I believe, has been prophesied by many people as a billion people or more coming into the kingdom. And they're just the harvest laborers. They're not the end time harvest. They're just those who are going to be equipped for that harvest. Now, that's the only pattern here that actually doesn't go until the end when Jesus comes back, because that's a set period for God to bring people into a place where they are responding to his call to be harvesters or to train harvesters, because God is raising up a Joshua generation to enable people to come into their inheritance. And during that period, you get the shaking of the world systems that lead to a final harvest where those supernatural laborers in that harvest will be released in fullness to bring about that final harvest. Now, we have a call. God is calling people to respond to this. And we've seen that what he did in the early church was the former reign or the early reign or the former glory. And there is going to be a latter glory and a latter reign, which isn't just going to go back to that period, but is going to be a restoration that goes back to God's original intention. Where we are right now, I believe prophetically, is where the fire of God is being released and will be released. And we're at that point where the arrow is on the chart. God has given us revelation of the heavenly realms, and he's given us access to the heavenly realms to be able to bring heaven and earth into alignment. And your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we've seen that we've got access to the seven different realms of heaven, although not all of us have been to all of them yet. But we've also got access to the place where wisdom is and where the paths meet on the heights, which gives access to doors and the way and the different courts of heaven, where we can administer the kingdom in the different court systems of heaven. And we've been learning about that, and we have access to that. And that's the way in which God is calling us to administer the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So this is basically just recapping. Here's a statement I had sent to me from Graham Cook. It says, your language has to be in alignment with heaven. The first thing we teach in Prophecy School 101 is that you can't prophesy over people if you're slandering or gossiping. If you want to get brilliant prophetic words over people, stop gossiping, stop slandering, stop speaking against people, quit all the negativity, and if you can, stop whining. A fountain can't bring forth both sweet water and bitter. This is why we have to let go of the old. We have to embrace the new things that God's saying and come into those things. So I'm just going to share some of the things that God said already. We're called to raise up a Joshua generation. We're called to be forerunners. We're called to be sons of Issachar. We're called to embrace progressive revelation of God's kingdom. That never-ending increase in his government, his kingdom. So it's progressive, and we have to receive that revelation and embrace it. We're called to leave the old religious institutional ways and embrace new kingdom ways. Now, whenever God leaves something that's old, like he left the temple in the Old Testament, he left the temple in Jesus' time, he left it empty, and it became filled with religious demons. And so he is calling us to leave behind what he is leaving behind and coming into something new. If you stay in the old, you end up getting caught up with those old religious, institutional, demonic ways. We've been given a new book. We've been promised a new season. And we must see the fruit of the old removed. We must come under the covering of that fresh revelation that God is releasing. We've been given access to the heavenly places, the garden of God, which is Eden in heaven, tabernacle of God, the mountain thrones, courts, wisdom's heights, etc. Lots of places where we can access. Now, this is what some of the things that God has specifically spoken, and I just want to read them out. God gives prophetic words so that you can prophesy them and speak them out. Because when you speak them out, they're in the atmosphere and God can then respond. In Amos, it says that God does nothing without first revealing those things to holy prophets. And the reason he reveals those things to holy prophets is so that they can release them in the atmosphere. So I'm just going to release those things that God's spoken to me and some things that God's spoken to others so that we can hear them and then we can come into alignment and resonance with them. And if your spirit gets stirred, I'm not talking about your head or your emotions, I'm talking about your spirit being stirred and coming into agreement with God. This is the key. So I'm just going to read these things out. This year, you must begin by removing the final fruit of the old that is clinging to the tree. That responds to a prophetic word that we were given by Mike Bryant. My wind will shake that tree and the old will be replaced by the new. The new book must be opened and each new page faithfully and obediently followed. As you follow each new page, each new chapter will be revealed and a new season will follow new season. Son, pursue me, and I will open up the books and take you to the new dimensions. Now, some of these things are personally spoken to me, but they apply to God's people who are sons of God. I will open up the books and take you to new dimensions. Your part is to draw near, to come closer. I wish to give you access to those who stand here. And that is where God is in heaven. Son, come with a new desire to come to me, and I will release you into the fullness of your destiny. Son, follow the direction I've given you, and I will open up new doors into new realms, both within heaven and earth. 2014 will be the year of the lion once again, the year of investiture with new levels of authority will be released. New alignments will take place. The stars and the constellations will be shaken in the heavens. New ministries will be established. New people will be unveiled. New relationships will be forged. The process of new for old must continue. I will shake the tree. Old mindsets of how people are viewed, disrespected, dishonored must end for the new season of joy and restoration to be released. The marriage contract must be agreed and consummated. And that again relates to a previous word that we've received. I have been preparing alignments in my kingdom and this year will establish new apostolic resource centers, local apostolic councils, regional apostolic councils, and I will prepare and open the pathway to the nation and the nations. You have embraced your destiny, now equip others to embrace theirs. Establish the new governmental order of relationships that will be benches of three. Now, benches of three are apostolic councils reflecting the pattern of government in heaven. There are benches of three, and there are seven representing Father, Son, and Spirit, and the seven spirits of God that bring alignment of heaven and earth. And they will operate in authority to open the everlasting doors. Everlasting doors are where heaven and earth are opened and you get revivals poured out and other things that God does in outpourings of the Spirit. Follow the ancient paths and enter through the doors that will restore light and order. The fours, windows, doors, will be established as the threes, the benches, fully embrace their destinies to rule as sons, and stand on the heights to bring the ancient past together once again and fully use the doors. And we went into that in depth last week, where in Proverbs 8, it talks about where wisdom is on the heights and where there are doors and paths and gateways. The gate to the city will open to release my multifaceted sound into full force. And there is this sound that's coming out of heaven that's being heard all over the world. If you want to get a picture of that, there's a great book called The Physics of Heaven, which is various people sharing their perspective on this sound and this frequency, which is being released right now. And I would encourage you to get that. But this is coming in greater measure. I am raising up those who are hearing the sound of heaven in all its frequencies, colors, fragrances, shapes, symbols, numbers, and formulations. See, it's not just an actual physical sound that God's releasing. There's a drawing to something. I don't know if you remember the film, I think it was, what's the thing? Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And in that film, there was a drawing to a set of musical notes, and there was a drawing to this mountain picture where there was going to be this visitation from aliens. Now, it's just a symbolic thing, but in it, there was this drawing, this sound or symbol, this picture, and people were like, what is that? What is drawing me? But something in their spirit was hearing something that was being released. And the sound is the same thing is being released from heaven in these days. A sound, a frequency, a color, shape. Different people see it, feel it, experience it, and are drawn to it in different ways. But it's being released, and God wants us to come into alignment with it and resonate with it. There are not many of the old order that will make the transition, as they still want to be recognized on earth. It is in heaven that the new order of Melchizedek will be recognized and its full governmental authority released. Nameless, faceless ones on the earth will be granted access to the judicial systems and protocols of heaven and will be recognized by the heavenly hosts. It's like Jesus said, you know, you can do everything here, and you can get your reward here, and you can be recognized by men here, or actually you can be recognized and have something that lasts in heaven. And God is wanting us to receive that which is coming out of heaven. And we'll be recognized in who we really are as spiritual beings of light in the realms of heaven, and that will release us. But if we want to be recognized here and we're working at that, then that is where it will end. But I believe God is calling us into something different. Continue sounding the call, and those strategically placed in your sphere will answer. I gave you a silver trumpet. Continue blowing it for all your worth. As is your destiny to assemble, equip, and release those who resonate to its sound. Son, this year will be the year where the lion roars, where kingship will be revealed, where enthronement will take place, where authority is released at a higher level. For those who hear the sound and who respond to their place of responsibility. I am calling for lords to come forth, to step out and take their responsible positions. I will release the scrolls for the mountains of churches, ARCs, areas, regions, nations, and governmental spheres as you take position in the realm of the kingdom of heaven. There are places in heaven that God is calling us to administer, because it has to be on earth as it is in heaven. Now, in the past, we had no connection to that. But as heaven has been opened and we've realized that the heavens are open for us to access, just like Paul and John and Jacob and Enoch and others, Elijah, they accessed heaven. And in that access in heaven, they were called to bring that realm into alignment with earth. And that's what God is calling us to. I'm going to release the seven spirits. Those are the seven spirits of God that stand before the throne of God. And your assigned counselors, part of the cloud of witnesses, to greater measure, to those who will position themselves and take the responsible seats of government. Look for the colors and frequencies that will begin to speak to you more clearly. Something you will connect with. Look for it. Look for the connections in the spirit realm that God is calling you to connect with. Some of those things are angelic things. Some of those things are sounds, frequencies, God's voice, things that God is revealing. But he wants to speak and he wants us to hear. But it's not just in the traditional way that we can hear. He's opening up new ways in which we can receive revelation from him. The realms of my kingdom will become more clear and will overshadow your gatherings. Be sensitive to their appearing. That's the seven spirits of God and the cloud of witnesses. Look carefully for the signs, colors, and frequencies of their coming. They will tutor the surrendered into deeper dimensions of my kingdom. Wisdom will accompany them as the master tutor to enable you to operate in knowledge and understanding needed to rule. I will pursue her faith. If you pursue her faithfully and diligently, her rewards will be great. Access to the ancient past, the ancient doors, and the ancient knowledge will be released. And we talked about that last week, the different paths, paths of righteousness, the highway of holiness, the different paths that are there, which are actually old paths, but are being released in a new, fresh way for us to engage. The portals will be opened, and travel in time and space will have an important part to play in establishing the apostolic resource centers, the cities of refuge that will be needed for the time of great shaking ahead. Don't be afraid to encourage pursuit of ancient knowledge as the quest to remove masks that you assign will become clear. And that was something specifically I had in an encounter a few years ago, and I've been looking to see what that is, but it's a promise that it will become clear. The old religious ways of past generations must be exposed, removed, and forgotten, and the true ancient ways must replace them. Your counselors will have the knowledge. Now, those counselors are 12 of the cloud of witnesses that has been specifically assigned because they recognize something in what we're doing here and what our call is that they can trade into and encourage and pass the baton to. That your counselors will have the knowledge that will help you see the difference between the good, the best, between the old and the ancient. I am calling you to walk with me as the ancients did, like Enoch and Noah, and as you tread these paths, you will be prepared to deal with what is coming. The days of Enoch and Noah must return as I've foretold, and the stumbling blocks and lawlessness must be removed from my kingdom to separate it from the world where deep darkness is being prepared to be released. Your mountain will be raised up, and you will arise and shine, for the glory will once again be manifested on my holy mountain. And that's talking about the church. My glory will visit you once more as I restore and release the sound and light frequencies that will shake the very axis of the earth. You must seek wisdom as she was there from ancient times and as the keys to unlock the city gates. Son, the focus for you this year is to take the threes, which are benches of three, sevens, which are the seven mountains, and twelves, which are councils, into your heart and nurture them. Raise them up to lordship and kingship. Help them embrace their right as sons to rule so they will prepare the house for glory. Now that is part of what God's called for here, but actually I'm engaging wider afield with those who are called into those spheres. And part of what we're called here to do is to be an apostolic resource to help others around the world. And God is opening it up through various ways right now. I will release the scrolls and the mandates necessary to rule effectively and establish the ministries that are destined to be released from the mountains. Now, we know mountains are just symbols of authority, but they're actually places in the realms of heaven where our thrones are and where we're supposed to rule from. Now, most people have never heard that stuff, but actually we've been releasing that here for the last few years so that you can take your place, be raised up to the place that God's given you of authority over your life and over the destiny that God's given you and called you to, so that you can release what's written in that book about your life, which we find in Psalm 139 and other places that talks about what God has prepared. Not what we want to do, but what God has prepared. And when we bring our alignment with what we want to do into what God has prepared, it opens up a whole realm for us to come into in a different dimension. They must be willing to step up to their thrones and take responsibility for the authority I'm willing to release to them. And this is a call to everybody. Son, I'm calling you to call them. Release the sound, see it amplified to become the frequency for restoration and wholeness. As they surrender to the resonant frequency of my heavenly call, they will amplify the sound and it will herald a greater call. They will come when the sound reaches a unified harmonic. Now, some of you guys in the musicians are hearing about different sounds and different frequencies and how different tuning and different things are being released. And there's revelation being released into the body today about the healing frequencies, about healing sounds, about healing fragrances, about essential oils, and about how the fragrance of essential oils are there. You can find it all in the Bible. It's just been hijacked and God wants to restore it. And basically, it's like a unified harmonic when it's released. It says, they are waiting, positioned by me to be drawn to the sound. There are a whole load of people out there waiting to be drawn into that supernatural army of God that harvest of laborers. They're waiting for the sound. Who's going to release the sound? Those who hear the call themselves and are willing to release it. There are millions of people, billions of people, waiting to hear the sound. Who's going to release it? Do you want to release it? Because if you hear the sound, you can amplify it. When you come into alignment and you resonate with it. Resonance is a very powerful thing, both naturally and in spiritual terms. That resonance will release something that causes great power to be released into the realm of heaven and earth. It says, they are waiting, positioned by me to be drawn to the sound when it's released with unified for the force that comes from honor and agreement. So when we come into the place of honor and agreement with each other, God lets that sound go forth in greater dimension. The seven mountains must be occupied and the spheres must be ruled by those invested and willing to be responsible. God is calling people to take their positions of authority in the kingdom. He's calling people to step up into their destinies. The enemy is wanting to rob, kill and destroy. There's a book called The Final Quest, which was written by Rick Joyner many years ago, that were visions of the end times and different things that were going to take place. And within there, it was talking about mountains and different things. But, you know, the greatest opposition to what God wanted to do wasn't from the world. It was from the religious institution. And there were so many people that were like an army coming against what God wanted to do. And they are Christians with demons on their backs, firing arrows and pointing spears at people. See, God is calling people to step out and take responsibility. But there is a battle that takes place when we're called into these positions. And we've got to be willing to stand and fight. The ARC, or Apostolic Resource Center government, must be completed. And the resources must be effectively released. The effective government will enable the establishment of greater local kingdom influence and rule. Also, the wider reach and extent of your apostolic mandate to strategically raise up a Joshua generation will unfold as the government will release greater dimensions of influence and authority. See, as God establishes government, it releases people. It's not to control people, it's to release people into something that God has prepared for them already. And God is raising up people around the world whose desire is not to be known, not to create an empire, not to create anything for self, but actually to release people into their God-given mandates, to release them into the opportunities that God is releasing in these days, to raise up a Joshua generation who will take their inheritance, who will receive everything that God has for them, the fullness of their inheritance. We've done a whole series on that in the past. Be prepared to be bolder in releasing the sound in your time zones. God has given me particular time zones in which to function right now. I am preparing them now to hear the sound as it is heralded forth. And that's happening. People are hearing this sound and they're responding as they're hearing it. The lion must roar with kingly authority and rule. The frequencies of heaven must be sounded loud and clear. Benches of three must be established and commissioned. Government is the key to successfully rewiring the house and preparing it for glory. We had a prophetic word from Larry Pearson that we were called to rewire the house, rewire the church to actually operate in a new way. You know, old wiring can be really dangerous. New wiring, years ago we changed different plug systems. We went from old round pin plugs to square pin plugs. God is releasing new things and he wants to rewire the house and prepare it for the glory that God wants to release on it. You must be one heart, one mind, and of one purpose for the full mandates to be released and for the full dimensions of your heavenly and earthly authority to be revealed. Absolutely vital. That's why we're presenting this, so that we can see who wants to be part of this, who's one heart and one mind. I went to the garden of God. Now, I want to share this. I shared it a couple of weeks ago. I want to share it again just because it refers to something that happened on New Year's Eve. I went to the Garden of God in heaven. Now, normally when I go to the Garden of God in heaven, it's just a place of absolute peace and rest. It's just a place to be and not do anything. But I was there in there and I was just chilled out, and actually God spoke to me as Father and said, I want you to look up. Now, I don't tend to look up there. I just tend to close my eyes and just engage with an intimacy with God. But I looked up and there was this golden mountain I saw. I'd never seen it before. Saw this golden mountain. And I was encouraged to go. So I went to the top of the golden mountain. And on the top of the golden mountain was an angel. His name was Metatron. And he was chief angel of the angelic order of the Chaoth. Now there are 10 different angelic orders in the canopy that covers God's throne. Of course, there are many other angelic things after. These are the living creatures, if you like. And Metatron is the key and the timekeeper of heaven. Now, when we think of key and timekeeper, obviously we think of keys that open doors and things, which it is part of that. When we think of time, we think of minutes and seconds. But actually, time is also about rhythm. It's about seasons. And he is responsible for these seasons. And he gave me a golden key. And he basically said, this golden key is to open up the realms of heaven to those who are truly hungry and seeking. And since he gave me that key and I've used it, actually more and more people have engaged in the realms of heaven. If they're hungry and if they're seeking. If they're not, then they won't. But if you're hungry and seeking, and I've done this here in Joshua Generation groups, I do it every week in mentoring sessions online, and loads of people are engaging in the realms of heaven that they've not engaged with before because of this key to open the door to those who are hungry to have access to the realms of heaven like never before. Now, on the 31st of December, a few of us met here to just seek God, to worship and to engage in his presence. And I thought, well, actually, I've heard so much revelation over the past 3 months, some of the stuff I've been sharing here today and last week and before. I thought, well, actually, what are we going to do with it? So I went before the court of war, and I presented a scroll for a strategy for 2014. I thought, well, that's a sensible thing to do. It's like, what does God want us to do? So, okay, so I took a scroll and I presented it before this court. And when you go to a court, depending on which court it is, there is a bench usually, and there's those who are part of the court system. And you usually get three angels or angelic creatures who are there. And basically, I saw the scroll, and on the scroll it said, blow the trumpet. Herald the new season, call forth destiny for my people. It is their destiny to engage with the deeper levels of revelation knowledge that is open to them. It says you must use the golden key to lead people to the realms of heaven until they're able to engage with wisdom where the paths meet and where doors will be opened. There is a process to follow, a strategy to reveal after you have established the authority of 3, 7, 12 and removed the rotten fruit. Prepare, present the vision to unveil the full picture, develop two pathways of relationship and rulership, and this was what I saw on the scroll. Establish the equipping track, and God has called us to establish an equipping track, both for revelation and for ministry, and we'll share that in a couple of weeks' time. Unveil the four chambers. Four chambers represent the four rivers that came out of Eden to water the earth, and they're represented by dimensional places in our own hearts. The garden, the dance floor, the soaking room, and the bridal chamber. And it will culminate in the marriage under the hooper or chupa covering of the sound of heaven. Now that relates again to a prophetic word and something that we've received previously. Engage the new sounds and frequencies that I'm releasing from heaven, the restoration sounds of the key of David in the tabernacle of David. Now, for you guys who are musicians and you guys who know, this is so significant. It's like these sounds and things, we're just tapping into it with the four letters of God's name, the four faces of God, and the different dimensions that are being released. But we're just hearing the first part, and there's so much more to come. Engage the seven spirits of God and the 12 counselors. Align yourself with the four faces of God and the living creatures to create the vacuum that will draw heaven to earth. And again, that's part of a prophetic word that we've received before. And I saw this scroll, and it was sealed with the lion, the ox, and the eagle, and it said approved for action. Now, for that to come into agreement, you have to have the other face of God, the priestly function of man, that brings alignment. That's always what happens. Three gets agreed in heaven, the fourth needs to come into agreement on earth, and it opens up a window, or the doors of heaven, to bring blessing. And so as these things are released today, and as these prophetic words are released, if it finds no agreement in people's hearts, if there's no agreement between heaven and earth, then there's no fulfillment. But where it finds an agreement, then it's able to be released to bring fulfillment. So then I took the scroll and I went to the Court of Angels, where you get angelic assignments. And I was told to assign certain classes of angels to minister this coming year. One was to assign the seraphim to the removal of the old fruit. Two, assign the Ben Elohim to raise up lords. Three, assign the chaos with whirlwinds, fiery pillars, and fire chariots to move within our midst. And fifth was assign the Kashmelim, which are the shining ones, to increase the sensory experiences of fragrance, color, sound, numbers, and patterns. And that's something which we have to do. I was told to do it, but I can't do it on my own unless there's an agreement. And we're going to find that agreement. And then I saw part of the scroll that I've seen before for my own destiny, and I saw the world as a globe, and I saw the establishing of these benches of three all over the globe, and the globe began to spin clockwise and then stop and spin anti-clockwise, and I saw arrows beginning to fly from the globe and land here. And then I went to the heights, where I've talked about before, where wisdom is. Wisdom took me to a third door. I'd been through two doors previously. She took me to a third door, and it went into the atmosphere of the earth. Now, I don't tend to go into the atmosphere of the earth because I'd rather go into meet with God in my own heart or meet with God in heaven in those things. But actually, the atmosphere of the earth is what we are between us and heaven. It's not just the air that we breathe. They are dimensional places that you can engage. Adam had access to them to bring the kingdom to the earth. He forfeited his access, and Satan became the prince of the power of the air. Wasn't talking about literal physical air. It was talking about these atmospheres. And they are dimensional things. So I went there and I saw the authority of the enemy as rulers with seats of government there. I saw barrenness and bleakness and coldness. And I was reminded of something that God spoke to me a few years ago about bringing fire and war to that atmosphere. Now, I don't go there. If I need to do anything in the atmosphere of the earth, I send angels to do it. But God was showing me something in this situation, and I saw legions of angels, angelic warriors, and they were massing, waiting for the fire to come from heaven and from earth in a joining and an alignment of fire, and I saw the legions go to war. And they began to cleanse the atmosphere, removing the barriers, the blockages, the shields that had been in place. And this was a very vivid vision, like I was there, first person watching this take place. I saw the fury of the fiery horses and the chariots and the swords and the creatures called to battle as we took our places of authority back, the governmental structures, territories, and rulership spheres. See, they belong to us, but we've allowed the enemy to occupy them, and then for years we tried to defeat them from down here by saying things into the atmosphere. Now God has given us a doorway above into the realms of heaven to release things from there which bring things into alignment. A great disturbance and a great shaking and a great shift took place in the spiritual realms first, and then the natural realm second. A great shift is coming to open the atmosphere for the harvest of harvesters to be drawn into the cities of refuge. I saw that they were surrounded by fiery creatures and walls of fire. This prophetically comes from what happened with Joseph, when there were seven good years and they drew 20% of the harvest into cities, and then there were seven bad years and that resource became that which saved the world from the famine which was released. So I believe there are periods, this period of blessing that's going to bring the harvest in, it's going to be followed by this great shaking, so we need to be ready and have these cities of refuge available. These cities are not just physical locations, but also spheres of heavenly government. The everlasting doors were opened over the spheres of these regional centers, causing a great release of the gathering and hunter angels. Some of you have seen those gathering and hunter angels. They're pretty fierce things. And I heard this: war, war, war is coming to the church, and the fire will reveal the true bride arrayed in splendor and purity. And then I was told by an angel that Psalm 149 is a key revelatory chapter to the cleansing of the atmosphere. And I want to read it. It's not a long psalm. Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. And his praise in the congregation of the godly ones. Let Israel be glad in her maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing. Let them sing praises to him with timbrel and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the afflicted ones with salvation. Verse 5. Let the godly ones exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is an honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord. Now, we're not talking about physical people here. We're talking about spiritual realms. But it's an honor for God's people, the godly ones, to use the two-edged swords and the high praises of God to execute that judgment and that vengeance, to release the blessing of God to the earth, to remove those obstacles and those things that are hindering the release of the good news to see salvation released into the earth. Now, I just want to finish with a few words that are given to others about what we're doing here and things that we recognize. Steve from Marketplace Ministries in Totnes came up here several times last year and had really powerful encounters. One on the top of the stairs where there is a portal that often opens and we get different fragrances and smells that come through. But also he was walking along the quayside and he saw this vision, an open vision, while he was walking. And it was a vision of Barnstable Quayside at the river by the Iron Gate. And if you walk along there, you'll see where that is. And there was a set of steps leading up from the river with some men carrying goods, wishing to gain entry to the town. And he held up a diamond, which he offered to them. Now, that was a trade. He offered something precious to them. And this enabled them to gain access to the quayside, where they set up market stalls. Through what they carried looked drab and covered in sacking, it turned out to be knowledge, scrolls, parchments with ancient drawings and designs like Michelangelo drawings and Leonardo da Vinci designs, and keys to mysteries. So someone has seen this, and the implication is, are you willing to give the diamond, the precious thing, to receive what that trade is wanting to bring? Now, there's some prophetic words that I want to release now from others, but on the website I will put up a full list of all this. I can't go into it today. It will take me all day to go into some of the words, but I've got them all collated on a document online so you can actually read some of these things. Key prophecies for now, and this comes from Chuck Pierce. During this season, there's lots of spiritual activity in the atmosphere. This is a time to prophesy. The Lord has been falling on us in our worship gatherings with prophetic revelation. Receive this revelation from this portal to your heart. Because if you don't receive it into your heart, it's just empty words. It's when we receive those words that they can bring transformation. Watch the shaking, a new path form. New songs break old cycles. And it's not only happening above us, but it's happening beneath us. The foundations of the earth are being shaken and there's a reckoning in the deep. The Lord's power and his might is going to be the only thing standing after this fight. It's happening beneath our feet. Watch the shaking, watch the shaking. I hear the word amazing, and I hear the Lord saying, you will be amazed in this next season, for I'm raising the ground that you walk on. Which means that the opportunities that you have will be greater, and the opportunities that you have had before to walk on the path of righteousness and anointing as the Spirit leads you. Those mysteries, those hidden things that have been reserved for you for such a time as this, will come to bear in your life. Destiny will be fulfilled because you follow the path of my presence. Be ready to turn to the left or the right as I direct you. And when I tell you to go straight ahead, stay on that path. For it shall be, if you stay on the path that I've prepared for you, all things will work to your benefit because you are called according to my purpose, says the Lord. These are the days in which you need to define who you are. You need to position yourself before me with a question in your heart and a desire to know what it is that I have prepared you for. These are the days of the revealing of those things in your life. Take heart. this moment, this day, and believe that you will receive that which I have spoken. God is opening a gateway into the heavenly realm in 2014 for deeper revelation and greater power. This is the start of a new season, and the drought that we've been experiencing over the kingdom, in the kingdom over the last few years, is now over. Expect an increase in your spiritual gifts, dreams, visions, supernatural encounters. This will open the opportunity for you to step up to a new level and see results for your efforts. 2014 will be a year that the Jezebel spirit will be exposed throughout the church, government, and businesses. People who have been operating with this divisive and dividing spirit will be revealed. God will be revealing a new strategy to remove the grips and tentacles of the Jezebel spirit, which has resisted and hindered previous moves of God over and over. I'm bringing forth new alignments, and they will be alignments that you did not know of. They will be alignments that will even be a strain for you, but they will be alignments that I have set in your pathway, and they will be the new order. For there was an order you walked in the past season where you had chosen the pathway that you would walk, and you even chose your alignments. But this is a season where I'm choosing for you. Begin to listen to my voice. Begin to hear what it is that I'm saying, for I will cause there to be an army that will be aligned and arrayed in this season as you have never been arrayed before, for I'm cloaking you afresh and anew, and I'm placing a fresh new mantle upon you. I'm even causing your garments to be changed so you do not continue to look for the old. Do not continue to look for the familiar. Do not continue to look for that which I caused in a past season. This is a new day, and I will do it in a new way. The new way is my way. Now is when you have a choice. You can either decide to disconnect your emotions and move forward, or you can hold on to the past expectations and find yourself in lack. If you move forward with the emotions you had from the last year, then those nets that you throw out will come back empty. You either disconnect, or you'll find yourself cycling back again and again and again. And that came from Chuck Pierce. And I want to finish with that. And I want you to think where you're going in this year. What are you doing? What are you aligning yourself with? What is God calling you? See, we can go in the direction towards the glory that God is revealing, or we can head in another direction. You can't stand still, because God is moving. And if you stand still, you get further and further away from Him. You have to move towards Him. God is calling us to a vision and a destiny. He's releasing these words to encourage us to come into the fresh and new things that He's been releasing. But we have to be willing to let go of the old, to embrace these new things. God is releasing this sound. Are you hearing it? Are you willing to hear it? And if you do, are you willing to come into alignment with it? Because God is releasing that sound, which will change and transform everything if we'll let Him. But the choice is ours, and I'm going to leave it there.